Keith, I know it's been a tough week for you personally. Sum up your emotions after that match, a bit of a roller coaster of a match as well.
A lot of pride, a tinge of disappointment because we worked so hard. I thought the players at times were magnificent, and on the flip side of the coin, nearly threw the game away. In a game where I thought we got it tactically right, but individual mistakes or individual contributions affected the results. Nathaniel Mendes-Lang should have scored 3 winning goals. You know, the winning goal should have been against Charlton, against Sheffield United, and today against MK Dons. But like I said, I can see the I can see the wood for the trees. I can see the wood within a forest of trees. There's no question about that. And I'm really pleased with what we're trying to build at the football club. We've got 50 points with 12 games remaining. And that's a big, big, massive, massive plus, whichever way you look at it. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the next 12 games with the players that we have available. You know, it's taking its toll on the team. Now Canavan did 20 minutes on Friday, was on the bench after suffering, an injury. Calvin Andrew hasn't trained all week and again made a massive contribution as a left back and as a striker today, but unfortunately we are picking up injuries and a lot of them are unpreventable. I probably myself, with a little bit more deep thinking, could have probably prevented Stephen Davis. You know, he's pulled his calf, he's not been on the training pitch too long, he played last week for as much as he can, he scored today and he's had to come off, and probably that's down to fatigue. So I've got to make sure that I manage that fatigue, and I'll just play the players who I feel best represent, you know, the strong values that we have at this football club: hard work, integrity, honesty, you know, and a little bit of football in nous.